threat of disaster is never pleasant.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast.
These safety measures are essential.
The only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment.
This will be your source of survival instructions
and information.
Every member of the family must be coached in the business of survival.
Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Man. You're feeling it over there, dude.
I am. I'm feeling a mole on my chest.
Is that what it is?
Right here.
Turning cancerous on you as we speak?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what does feel good?
What's that?
Knowing 6 million people have heard our voices.
How weird is that?
That is, blows my mind.
It's actually like six people that have downloaded a million times, probably. That's how it works. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, six million
AI
downs.
Bots that we got signed up on there.
Worth every penny. Worth every peso we paid them to download.
All that yen.
All that yen,
exactly.
A
long way.
But yeah, 6 million downloads, man. Thanks everybody for listening. That's a milestone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
I don't know who's been downloading, but thank you.
Not just us.
No.
Somebody else has, so that's pretty cool.
Yep.
But today, we're really, really excited because we have Mindless Banter 138.
I love the question and answers.
Question and answers.
It's like a relaxing week.
Oh, yeah.
Think about what I don't know.
Yeah.
People
you,
ask questions
you hardly
thinking
wear a shirt
that we're smart,
that week, right?
And we don't.
Like, you rarely
I'm like,
wear a
I
shirt.
Can't answer
You're
this.
Just, like, walking around with just shorts on.
Yeah, it's game
it's
day
Mindless
attire.
Banter week.
Take my shirt off.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how it goes. So we're excited.
We are excited. You know what else is exciting?
Mm-hmm.
Self-reliant medical care.
Oh, that just gets my heart thumping.
There's so many things to deal with mm-hmm. prepping. You got to think about food and water and power and protection. You can't forget self-reliant medical care.
You cannot.
Because no one knows how to take care of themselves nowadays.
I don't.
But there is a book mm-hmm. that'll allow you to do so. It's called The Prepper's Medical Handbook.
Yeah.
And it is written by noted wilderness medicine expert and survivalist William W. Mm-hmm. Forgey. He's an MD.
Yeah.
And he will provide you a way to save a life.
The way.
Yourself and others. But the book is easy to read. It's not super confusing. Doesn't have a lot of medical jargon. And it gets to the point. You got a rash, he's going to tell you how to fix it.
Yeah.
You got a cut on your hand, he's going to tell you how to amputate.
That's right.
So it's great stuff. And it is essential to your Prepper Medical Library. Go mm-hmm. get it at preppersmedicalhandbook.com or amazon.com. That's where everybody else goes.
Heck yeah.
So there you go.
Go get it. Kids, let's just get rolling with this. This one came from Erotikus.
I think it's Erotikus.
Erotikus. Well, it's Erotikus.
Erotikus. I spelled it wrong.
Dang it. It's that way forever.
I've gotten Erotikus.
I told you about homie, right, when we were making PlayStation names, you know, when you put your gamer tag in there. Your mom is fat, but he put an in there, so it's like your mom is a fat. So it's just been like that for 15
like,
years.
Dang it.
Gosh, I screwed up. He didn't even notice.
I paid money to change it.
I think it was like a year and a half. He didn't even notice. And I'm like, do you really do that on purpose? He's like, oh, I didn't even know. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome. Yeah. Your mom is a fat.
Your mom is a fat. She's one of the fats.
She's one of the group.
Yeah. Remember when it was like a thing to really make fun of moms? Like your mom, like that was the burn. Yeah. That was the burn.
There's always some that are like, I don't really appreciate this.
Your mom appreciates
it. It was funny
it.
Until you say their mom and then they're like, what?
Yeah. And you got beat up.
Yeah.
Had to go to the principal's office. Not good.
He's your brother.
Yeah. Yeah, this son of a bee. I hate that guy. Erotikus, 26. There were 25 Erotikuses in front of him. If the fountain of youth served tall, grande, and venti, which one would you drink?
I mean, if it's fountain of youth, aren't they all going to do the same thing?
I don't know. Well, maybe
it
depends
mean
on
like,
how much.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Drink a gallon.
Like, I don't drink coffees. I don't even know what those are. Like, what size those are. I don't know. Not a clue.
Grande sounds like the biggest one.
But I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
I've seen the jokes enough to know that that's not true, I think. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just, whatever I have to drink to get me back to my early 30s, I'd be pretty
early
happy.
Early 30s, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't like your 20s as much?
I was pretty much an idiot.
I was too.
I mean,
I'd like to go back and...
If I could keep my mind, I suppose I would go to my like mid to late 20s.
That's true.
But
it does make a big difference if you can pull
your
brain power with you.
Keep this wisdom with me, then get me back to that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you?
But yeah, no 20s. I'd like the health of my 20s.
For sure.
But if I had the brains, yeah, I don't want those.
You'd
again.
Go back to that long, long hair.
Yeah, I would.
That's what you'd do.
Yeah, in all the places.
You know, yeah, you were. Yeah, you had all the long hair.
I was shaggy everywhere.
Yeah. Butt hair was bad.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still going strong.
Still going strong.
Yeah.
So I got that. Great. I like that. Erocatus.
Erocatus.
26.
Women's Reese Photography. WM_Reese_Photography. Mm. If you want to look that up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Still taking pictures of women eating Reese's Pieces.
It's erotic. It's erocatus.
It's erocatus.
26.
Out of all the knives that you've gotten in the last 5 years through BattleBox and otherwise, what has been your favorite knife for EDC and what has been your favorite bushcraft / camping knife, I guess?
It's a good question.
Oh, yeah. For bushcraft.
Yeah. Yeah, so for me, bushcraft, I think we've said this before, but I really love the Topps Fieldcraft. I just feel like all
around.
It's
a solid knife.
Solid knife. Got all the goods in it. Got all the features you want.
Thick. You can beat the crap out of it.
Yeah. Just like your mom.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
That makes me mad.
Yeah, I like the Fieldcraft. I like the Cub. It's similar. It's just a little shorter version of it.
Stubby.
Yeah, a little stubby. He's a good one. Mm-hmm. For the EDC, man, I'm still like, this is probably more than 5 years old, but that Boker Quaken. Mm.
Which one was that? Which one was the Quaken?
It's like black. It's flips. Super nice. It's really
kind of
long,
rounded ish black.
Yeah. It
has a little bit of
bevel. I don't know. I love it.
That's a great
one.
It
flips so nice. It's super sharp. I like it. It's a good one.
So I have a couple of QSP folders that, I just feel like they're really well made. Kind of, they feel more upscale.
Yeah,
some folders of them
you can feel.
Yeah, feels nice. But like for my I do have it today. The Kershaw Leak. This knife, it's cheaper than cheap. But
I don't remember that. Let's
just
see.
Flip that open. Tell me how much you like flipping that thing open. Tell me how. No. It's
it is. It's got both.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's nice, ain't it?
I don't think I have felt this one.
And it's got this really nice action on it, man. You hit the freaking mic.
Just cut the wire.
Oh, yeah, you just cut
out the podcast.
You just cut the internet wires. Ain't no one listen to us anymore. Wow. Anyways, I like that one.
Boom.
I
the one of the more recent ones, the Fox Air Knife. Do you remember that?
I don't.
It's got a green, but Fox makes some really nice blades.
They do, yeah.
I've liked that one because it's super lightweight and it's really thin. Mm. So you're not like, snagging your hand on it when you're putting it in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's a good knife. So there you go. Air knife. You got, what was that one called?
Kershaw Leak.
About to cut the wire.
Yeah. Kershaw Leak.
Some good ones.
I like
got
that.
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Little cape from Mimoefting.
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 You a Mimoefting.
Mimoefting. Yeah,
so
that's exactly how it is. Who would win in a tag team fight? The Casual Preppers or Joe Rogan and Andrew
Gosh. I'd be snapped in half in like a second.
Like 1,000% is Rogan and Schultz, man. Rogan is a jiu-jitsu black belt.
For one.
Yeah, he's a jiu-jitsu black belt, he's a taekwondo black belt, and he's an MMA expert.
His whole life has been around MMA. Yeah. Kill me one kick.
And you just have to look at us and we fall over.
Yeah.
You want to fight? Schultz is a pretty big dude too, I think. And I think he's done a little bit of training. So, no. Don't want to deal with
him. Yeah, there's not even a...
No, I mean, I'm a freaking blue belt in jiu-jitsu. That's all I got. I got nothing else.
Yeah, that's...
I got no size. I got no strength.
I don't have anything.
Yeah. Cam's just got, those knives.
I just curl up. In a corner.
I'm going to go nap over here while you try and deal with
these
guys. I'm
going to get killed either way.
No tagging me.
Yeah. So.
Nope.
Pretty easy answer.
Pretty easy.
Jordan the 420 man.
Oh, we know what Jordan's doing.
You know what happens at 420?
Yeah. Hey, it's 419. You got a minute?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen on April 8th with all of this stuff they got going on around the total solar eclipse?
Yeah, man, that's pretty legit. I've been seeing some crazy things.
Like what? I haven't seen anything.
Well, a lot of people are saying
gathering around those areas.
A lot of people saying Jesus is coming back.
Oh, really? I haven't heard any of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. There are conspiracies beyond conspiracy. Well, I guess
we just had an eclipse already.
Yeah, but this one's different.
This is the last one in our lifetime.
I don't
know. Through the U.S.
Is it the last one?
Something like that.
Yeah, and just like the way, well, the path of totality, the way that it crisscrosses.
I'm like, just last year we had that one cross through.
Yeah.
It was a total solar. Yeah,
I don't think it wasn't total. Yeah. I don't think. I don't know.
I think it was if you get wind to like Richfield and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's probably like
I think they were saying
5 degree off that you don't get a full.
Yeah, I thought they said the last one was 2017. I remember the 2017.
Oh, no, it was a ring because it didn't do a total eclipse. That's right. It was a ring of fire or whatever they call it.
But they were saying that the way that this path of totality goes over and where it crosses with the other paths of totality, it like makes these symbols that are like these Hebrew letters and all this other weird stuff. And then also it goes right over the New Madrid fault line. And at the same time,
I haven't seen any of that. I didn't have any. I was like, oh, just another solar eclipse.
And at the same time, there's supposed to be some huge, like, some solar stuff going on at the same time. And it also goes over 8 towns that are named Nineveh.
Oh.
So you got some biblical stuff going on there. Also, they've started a third temple the Jews have or something. There's some red heifers that are being shipped over there. And I'm not lying. Like, this is a whole thing.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
When I see his question, I was like, yeah. Oh, nothing.
It's an endless thing that's going on. And then, yeah, so that they're thinking that, I mean, earthquakes, Jesus coming through the clouds because it's supposed to be cloud cover and Jesus coming in the clouds. And I don't know, man. It's never ending.
That's going to be sucky if it's all cloud cover
I know.
When it passes over.
It will be sucky, but I don't, look, I, it's not going to happen.
No.
You know, there's going to be a lot of extra people along the path of totality, so that's going to be an issue for the people in those areas, obviously. There's going to be a ton of people. Yeah. So you have to figure out, you know, you have enough food and water and fuel for those few days just to, because I guarantee some of those places are going to run out of fuel. There's going to be issues like that. Restaurants are going to be overrun, but like, I don't know. A lot of things too is there's different governmental entities that are saying, hey, prepare for this.
Yeah.
And so that's,
and I know they do anyway with an event like this, because so many out of like towners and countries and stuff like that.
So people are just acting a little weird, right? People are getting kind of freaked
Sounds
out.
Like a nightmare to me. It's not worth looking at for me. I'm like, I'll watch it on TV.
I'll see the video later on TikTok.
I'll put my thumb up in front of the same thing.
Well, this is what they saw.
I can see some shining around it.
You move your thumb and burn your cornea.
So just put your thumb over it, plug your ears so you can't hear the birds and stuff. Like, yeah, same thing.
This is it.
I mean, it's cool. I think my brother's going to Kansas or wherever, Tennessee, to go and see it.
Wow.
He's obsessed with it.
How long is it supposed to be? You know, how long is it supposed to last?
I think it
only
lasts
like 2 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it's like 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's total blackout.
If I want something cool to last for 2 to 3 minutes, I'll just wait till Friday night. You know what I mean? That's way cooler for me.
You have an eclipse in the background on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
All that's happening.
I can get a lot of stuff done in 2 or 3 minutes. That'd be way cooler than driving to Kansas.
Yeah, it's crazy. But
it's cool, though. Like, it really is cool.
It is cool. If it was here and I didn't have to go anywhere, way cooler.
100% is true. Yes.
Well, it did happen here, what, like, I remember 4 or 5
partial
years ago. Oh, it was a partial, that's
that
right.
That was in 2017,
that's right.
I think. I remember that, because it was crazy. I was at my dad's house.
I remember,
on the
like,
roof.
The shadows through, like, the trees and stuff was super weird,
funky
too.
Dunk, right?
I made it.
You
I
did.
Made it through it.
We all lived.
Yeah, I bought, like, a solar lens for my telescope and stuff, but... You know, you're just looking at a bright ball that's darker. It's not an old one.
That's pretty cool.
More good eyes now, damaged.
Yeah, but again, if you're in those areas, you know, have some additional food and water, stock up on your meds maybe, keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about all you can do.
Yeah. Yep.
I ain't too worried about it.
Yeah. Interesting one for sure. Yeah. I didn't know all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't know there was that much around it.
Mm-hmm.
That was you, huh?
Yep, sure was.
Angelo. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amador.
Amador.
Angelo Amador Jr. Yeah. CPP movie scene.
Okay.
You two are in the city for a radio interview.
Wonder what station we're on.
Grid goes down.
K-Rock.
WKRP.
In Cincinnati?
Yep.
Okay.
Grid goes down, and now you are stuck in the elevator with a group of people. Mm-hmm. What is your plan of action to escape? Extra points for song you want played during this.
Well, 100% of the songs, Love in an Elevator.
That's a perfect one.
By Aerosmith.
Yeah. I do remember, I had to look it up, because I remember Incubus had one about an elevator, and I listened to that, so I'd play that.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I've never thought about surviving in an elevator. Mm-hmm. From movies, I'm going to try and pop that top off.
Yeah.
And crawl up the cable.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's
all
my,
I can think of.
I mean, I'm going to try and use the phone that's in there and call emergency services and the elevator people, you know?
Yeah.
Because they do their job. They'll get
you
there.
You can hoist me up and I'll be like, I'll come back for you.
And you won't. Yeah.
If we couldn't get out, man, I am just like sit in a corner.
Rock back and forth.
I would.
Yeah.
Like, there's too many bodies touching me.
Don't look at me. Don't touch me. Don't breathe.
Just take my shirt off and like just sit there like sitting in my underwear.
Look like that. Look like Donnie Wahlberg from The Sixth Sense in the corner over there.
That would probably clear some space out for you a little bit. They're like, ugh.
A little breathing room. Yeah.
I can't do this.
Start handing out Book of Mormons or something. Everybody get away from you.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously try the call button, try and phone and text somebody. If that doesn't work, then you can go up the top like Cam says. Yeah. What else do you do? I don't know.
Do all elevators, I would imagine they all have an escape off the top, right? Most of them are confusing looking up top. I'm like, you bust through the light? Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't runs in my family. My grandpa was an elevator man. He was. He was.
Yeah.
He had its ups and downs, that career.
Your grandpa?
Nice
joke. That's a good one.
my mom's dad.
He really was?
Yeah, he worked for Dover Elevators for like 40 years or something.
What was his name?
Brent.
Brent.
Yeah.
Brent.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Brent Curtis, PhD in elevatorology. Elevatorology.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an elevatologist.
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 That's right.
Elevatologist.
I'm an elevatologist, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, man, he is an elevatologist.
Yes, sir.
That guy right there.
This one came from Quan.
Quan.
821. I just wanted to bring this up because I believe this is a vital survival skill that is heavily overlooked. Swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The reason why I say this is because I constantly run into people who don't know how to properly swim or tread water. I live in a state that borders water and rivers everywhere. Do you guys believe this is underrated and overlooked skill?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do think it is.
Great. I like that.
So he's just swimming places. He's like, I don't know how he's doing. Everybody's just drowning.
Yeah, just first off, like, if this is constantly coming up for you, you either need to expand your conversation topics or figure out why it's coming up so often. Seriously. I can't remember last time I talked about swimming.
Me either.
Can't remember.
It's a nice truck. You getting new tires on it? How's your swimming skill?
Well, but can you tread water?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's a big deal. Yeah. I don't know. How, do you think it's a big deal? I think it's a big deal.
It's a real big deal.
I'm going to ask Kevin Purpose about it.
Yeah. I mean, for sure it is. You got to know how to swim, man, especially if you're near big bodies of water.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about. You got to know oceans, rivers, lakes, ditches. I don't know.
The ocean scares me. I don't know how good I would fare in there. But,
yeah, dude.
Man, I have swam in Bear River that's like 90% Indian foam on top.
Indian foam?
Do you remember Indian soap? Indian soap.
Oh.
That's probably not a good thing to say.
Probably not.
Do you remember it called that, though?
No, I don't,
like
actually.
Like that yellow stuff. They're Indian soap.
I see, yeah.
Anyways. No. But, like, I remember we had a canal by our house, and there's a waterfall, like that comes down. It's not really, it's like a duct, basically. But I remember swimming against that, playing tag. I'm like, I probably built up some good swim skill.
You probably did.
I survived pretty good with that.
For sure.
So it's a good skill to have.
It is a really good
skill.
That's
the end of my story.
Yeah, I think you got to be able to do some swimming. You got to be able to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people can't swim nowadays.
I don't know.
Most of them.
19%?
I don't know. Millennials. None of them swim.
Yeah. Can't drive a stick shift, can't swim in a river. Yeah. Something like that.
Did I tell you one of my friends went to like Jiffy Lube to get his oil changed, and he has a stick,
mm-hmm.
and like he waited for like 20 minutes, and they were like talking around his car and everything, and the manager came in. He's like, he was all, he's like, none of us in here know how to drive a stick, so
can you
pull it in for us? Yeah.
At Jiffy Lube?
Yeah.
This is my Boise.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was like, He was like, well, any of your boyfriends know how to pull it in?
That's 100% what I would have said. For sure.
But yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's crazy to me.
That is nuts.
None of them knew how to drive a stick.
At Jiffy Lube, you figure those guys have some like basic life skills when it comes to automobiles.
You would think.
You would think.
You would think.
You'd be wrong.
Hard up. Hard up for people that know oil.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where to put it. I bet you that scares me though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You're just like pushing your windshield washer fluid and it's, you know, 90 weight something in there. It's like,
you never know what is that? These guys can't even drive a stick.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Where are we at?
Grumpy Bushcraft.
I just pulled up my thing.
You want me to read it?
Grumpy Bushcraft?
Mm-hmm.
I'm grumpy now.
Ugh.
Just feather the wood already. Yeah. Hey, knock those rocks together. I'm sick of this. So grumpy about it.
Yeah.
All your ammo is gone, and your pew-pew is a paperweight.
Yeah, it is.
What do you pick to survive? Slingshot or addle-addle?
Addle-addle.
Addle-addle.
Addle-addle is fun to say.
So if you don't know what an addle-addle is, it's like a hand spear, but it has a little throwing mechanism.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are like into this.
I don't know either.
I'm like, just grab a spear and throw it with your hand.
Yeah, why do you got to add this?
I think it gives it a little more oomph.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know. It kind of depends on them. Are we talking about like the David and Goliath slingshot? You know, where you have to swing it around and then I'd be worthless with that thing. But if we're talking about like a wrist rocket, like when I was a kid, I was deadly.
Every kid has some skill there, right?
Yeah.
Well, should.
Yeah, I mean, I killed
birds.
He
had a good childhood.
Squirrels and birds. And,
yeah, I did too.
You know, like for
shooting
sure.
Shooting bottles and everything you can, like signs.
Yeah.
I'd shoot signs with them.
Oh, yeah, road signs all day long.
Yeah.
I made a big old ding noise, you know.
You'll probably go find a sign that has a little dent on mine.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so that if I could do the wrist rocket, I'd do that. The addle-addle thing, I don't know. It seems like too much work.
Yeah. If I had skill in any of them, you know, I would for sure. The addle-addle, I mean, I think you can kill a bigger animal than with a slingshot. You
probably could.
But.
Yeah.
I'm a more natural slingshot
person.
I had one when I was a kid. So.
Yep. Me too.
It's important.
Yeah. All right, this one came from Ty Spence 12.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all.
12-year-old.
He's going to Europe,
pretty
too.
Smart.
Yeah. I'll be traveling to Europe this summer on vacation. At one point, I'll be about 100 miles as the crow flies to the border of Ukraine.
Oh, to the border. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be in Ukraine.
No, no. I feel safe where we will be, but I can't help but have scenarios play out in my head of Ivan deciding to start part two of his Electric Boogaloo European tour whilst I'm there. What would the two most knowledgeable people in prepping do? Thoughts, opinions. Thanks for your great weekly entertainment.
Come to find out he's going to Russia. He's going to be a boss from the border.
First off, I don't know what Les Stroud and Donnie Dust would do if we're talking about the most knowledgeable people
in
prepping.
Seriously, I don't know.
Because it ain't us. You're asking the wrong people. But this is, I don't know.
I don't know how to answer this very well.
It's very tough. Obviously.
I'm going to go as far away from it. Like, I know people when it broke out, like, they walked, like, you know, 50, 60 miles to get as far from where the action was. So,
yeah. I mean, you're here on vacation, so you're going to have to just really keep an ear to the ground. Listen for information while you're there. Have those emergency alert apps installed. You know, follow whoever those information sources are on social media, like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, you know, maybe even set some alerts for those people while you're there, so you have the earliest indication if stuff's going bad that you can get, right?
Yeah.
Know the area as well as you can. Maybe download some physical maps.
Subscribe to the Kremlin account.
Yeah, exactly. The Kremlin podcast. Listen to that if you could. Do your best to keep as good of an EDC kit on you as you can at all times. I don't know what the laws look like over there, you know, so do the best you can. Have those contingency plans if things go south. I don't know if you're from the United States, you're from the UK or whatever, but if you are from the United States, they have the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program through the State Department. Basically, it's free service and it emails you with updates from the local embassy and the consulate. And then if there is an emergency, they help you get in touch and figure those things out. I don't know what else you do.
I think it's good that you're thinking, because I would too. I would like, even being remotely close to Ukraine, just like, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows
you don't know
what Russia could do. So.
Yeah, you never know.
But yeah. I think all of your advice is the best.
Okay.
Because I was thinking he was going to be in Ukraine. I was like, dude. Oh,
yeah.
And I was like, they say do not travel to Ukraine right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be.
So, yeah. But just close. But close enough to mm-hmm. it. Yeah. I don't know. I'd get very as far true. Away from anything that happened.
Exactly. I got to tell you about Off the Grid Surplus, though. Their mission is to inspire greater connection through adventure. They do that by creating extremely functional and everyday wearable products for a great price to take you off the grid. How do they do that? Well, they simplify your clothing options so you only need one piece of clothing instead of three or four. They combine the best features from outdoor, from workwear, and tactical into one everyday wearable package. Check out their site, offthegridsurplus.com. Get an extra 15% off with our code CASUALPREPPERS15. You know, short weather's coming up. Those short pants, they got
weather
the good
shoot
stuff.
Short.
Yeah. They have the best shorts.
They do.
Known to man.
Yeah.
You got to go get them.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
It
keeps
is.
You warm and dry and cooled down. It's weird.
All
it's
the
weird.
Things.
Yep.
All the things.
Chuckle-E's
Swagger.
Chuckle-E Swagger. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Howdy y'all. Mm-hmm. I got a wicked awesome freeze dryer, obviously from Canada. It's sick. My question is, do I keep a balance of freeze dried and canned food storage or just full send it into freeze dried stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I would a variety for sure. Like I know that they've done studies on like the nutritional value of mm-hmm. freeze dried and it's just not as good. So you're going to have a mix, man.
Yeah.
You got to have a little mix of all that. Short term, medium term, long term.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go full on freezer dried.
No, because you want that variety, man. You want to be able to go and have some like fresher, like canned food stuff, like vegetables and things. You don't always want to be going to the freeze dried foods all the time if you don't have to.
Yeah. It's great if you have it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'd freeze dried a ton of stuff, but I wouldn't do it all. No way.
Yeah, I would definitely always don't put your eggs all in one basket.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't put all your freeze-dried eggs in one basket, okay?
He's all, freeze some eggs. Freeze-dried some eggs.
Exactly. But it's fantastic if you have a
freeze-dried. Yeah, I've wanted one pretty bad.
Me too, man. One day.
Yeah, one day.
Yes.
Send us, if anybody in here works for one of those companies.
Get us one.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. The Jake Break. This one came from the Jake Break. Looking for advice. Currently, I sleep in the nude. And sometimes
I know Jake Break.
Yeah, sometimes I lie awake thinking about what would happen if there was an emergency. If there was an intruder, it might work to my advantage. The sight of a large naked man power walking down the hallway might be enough to scare them off. On the other hand, if there was something like an earthquake, I would be severely disadvantaged. Standing outside in the cold, waiting for aftershocks would be quite embarrassing.
Yeah. Quick. Took my clothes right off.
Yeah, I shook them right off my body. Anyways, I would love some advice or potential solutions, but as of right now, I am not willing to sleep. I'm not willing
to not
sleep in the nude. LOL.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, do your nude thing, man.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Go ahead. I don't see how I could never do it, but
I've
thought about that too. Like, what if in the middle of the night, you know, mm-hmm. I always think about like, where's my shoes? Like, do I need to have them nearby?
I know. I think about
like,
that
stuff
too.
Like that. I think you got to strategize a little bit.
You do.
You got to, you know, maybe have a pair down on the way out of the house or in the garage or in your car that's parked outside the house or something.
Yeah. Like keep those sweatpants next to the bed.
Yeah.
And you just throw them on. I mean, and then you could really do some drills.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
Like get that down to like 3 seconds up, pants on, up, pants on, and just keep drilling that.
That's true.
You know, drillers are killers, man.
Get rid of the blanket and just sleep with your clothes on you. Like
laying
on you.
Yeah.
Just pile
it's a good
clothes.
Idea.
Just pile it on you.
Yeah.
Then you just grab a few things on the way up.
And you just shake enough when you get up, something's going to get on.
Your hands in a sock.
Yeah. I don't know. That's going to be scary to whoever's intruding.
Yeah.
You're wearing a sock on your hand.
They're just like, a pile of clothes on the bed. And then you come out of it naked.
Wow.
That's scary. Scare the crap out of everybody.
Yeah. I don't know. But again.
It's good to think about that, though. It's like,
sure.
What if you have to run outside and you're standing in your driveway as your house burns down?
Yeah.
No pants on.
But I think that, you know, just think about...
Found a shirt.
Think about strategically placing or you're using items in your yard.
Yeah.
You know, like that yard security sign? Grab that sucker, cover up your crotch with it right away, you know? Or maybe you can just hop in the garbage can as soon as you get outside, pop your head out,
Yeah.
You can still kind of see around, but no one can see your ding dang hanging out, you know? Your
ding dong, ding dong,
ding dang. Your front porch rug, you could wrap that around your body.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or
lawnmower, like the cover for your lawnmower.
Yeah.
Just poke a hole in the top.
Or
just pull it on.
Speaking of lawnmowers, don't mow your lawn. Then you can just sneak into your grass, just lay there and just pop your
head
up.
That's true. Like if you got a nice hedge bush or
something,
jump
in there.
Like cut a little hole that you can just jump in there.
Exactly.
Just waiting for the house to burn down.
Just waiting for the fire trucks to show up.
Don't mind me.
Don't mind me. Just don't want you to see my ding dang. Don't
want anybody coming in here and grabbing stuff.
Yeah, this is my place. But you could have, like, you know, some boxer shorts out there in your grass or something.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't know.
Just leave a pair of clothes like in the bushes. Never know.
Your wife's like, I think there's a homeless person living in our bushes. No, that's just my
like a cardboard box and like clothes sitting on it.
That's just my house fire preps.
Half eating sandwich. I go in there from time to time.
Check to make sure everything's in there.
Make sure no one just took them clothes.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. A lot of ideas here, Jake.
Ideas. Mm-hmm.
What we do. Idea machine.
That's right.
Just cause.
One.
I was like, I gotta get all these ones right. What's y'all's favorite episode to date that y'all have done?
Y'all.
I don't know. Some of the ones that I think back on are usually the ones that I've laughed the hardest that are pretty silly.
No one's
probably gotten anything out of them.
Definitely not.
There's a lot of them. I like the alien Halloween one, talking about the locks and the alien fingers not unlocking them. Mm-hmm. Like that one was awesome.
All the Halloween ones have been pretty good.
All the Halloweens were really good.
What was the one where, surviving classic monsters? Oh, that one was fun.
That
was fun.
Yeah, like ones like that are probably ones that I remember the most just because. Yeah. It's almost like when my wife listens to it, I'm like eager to see if she thought it was funny too.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I really got into was like the nuclear, like to survive like a nuclear attack or fallout. I went down like a rabbit hole.
The early
on, like,
one we
learning
did.
About nuclear reactors and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was early. Mm-hmm. So that was one of my favorites.
Nice. I like that. For me, probably my favorite is the civil defense episode.
That was a great one.
Dude,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just the research of it was super fun for me.
Yeah. The style too, the pictures and like the
I know, man.
Public announcement stuff.
Yeah,
is
the
really
duck
cool.
and cover, all that stuff is so much fun.
That was a really good one.
And just learning about that was really cool. And then there was also like another episode right around that same time, the continuity of government.
That one was
episode,
cool.
Like the plans that the government has to
that I didn't know existed.
Yeah. To keep them going.
Yeah.
Right. To keep the president in, you know, alive and keep the government in somewhat of a
was form. That also the one which was what was the one that we had someone send us badges for or like a little patches
I think it was continuity
I think
of
it
government.
Was too
yeah
that was yep. a cool one because
someone
like,
they couldn't tell us where they worked
know who's listening
yeah you never know but that one those two were just so much fun for me
they were fun.
We need to do some more like that because I just
it's like old
me.
School like prepper plan yeah. stuff it was really cool
for sure that's good
that's
stuff.
A good one
I like it. How about Piazza Creek Patriot? Pisa Creek Patriot? I don't know. One of those.
Piazza Creek Patriot.
your comment off your movie episode about Greenland was try and find a cave if you did not have a bunker.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
Anything to try and make it. My question is, if that was the plan, what extra preps would you grab for your bag or the truck specifically for the cave setting or in a case of a collapse? Oh, I didn't look at that in case of a collapse.
Collapse cave?
Collapse cave. I mean, it's not going to be good.
It's bad.
You're not going to like it.
We've never really talked about like survival locations.
Living in a
specifically
cave.
About a cave.
Yeah.
Pretty, that's rough stuff.
Yeah.
We did a video using the Kelly kettle and I had to start a fire in a cave. It was right. so hard.
Yeah,
it's
very
like,
damp.
All I made was just a huge smoke. Mm-hmm. Like, factory it was bad nothing would light it wouldn't stay lit it smoked mm-hmm. a ton it was like and it's a huge cave
yeah.
so it was like and it still was like building up in mm-hmm. there so I've thought about that before also sleeping in that damp like uncomfortable rocky like yeah. you probably want some you know like a one of those little portable camp bed things. Because mm-hmm. it's going to be rough in there.
Oh, it's not going to be easy. I mean, the first thing I think of is when you get in a deep, dark cave is lighting, right?
Can't recharge it.
Yeah.
Unless you got a hand crank.
Right.
Unless that cave goes to the center of the earth, then you can charge everything.
Yeah. Yeah, some geothermal type stuff. But yeah, making sure you have lots of additional lighting.
Yeah.
It would be a big deal. Might get cold and damp in there. Obviously, extra clothing and blankets are going to be crucial. And water, and you might have to take some water in there because it's not like you can find a water source if there isn't one right next. You can lick the cave ceiling. Yeah, I don't know what else you do there. And then just making sure that you have your normal bug out bag with all the other stuff, right?
Yeah. You definitely have to focus on like propane cooking and stuff because those are pretty, like a lot of those caves are tight. You're going to smoke yourself out or die.
Or die.
And what's going to
happen? One of the two.
Die.
Yep.
But yeah, like it does change it up a lot because it's almost like an indoor area that doesn't have a lot of ventilation.
Yep.
And dark and it's wet.
It's bad.
There's bats in there.
Mm-hmm.
Weird stuff.
Weird, weird, weird.
Lifeline outdoors. Do you guys think that when the China virus kicked off, there were people that went into their bunkers or bug out locations like the movie Blast from the Past? I think there probably were.
I hope so.
And I think that within a week they're like, this sucks. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances. But I do think like there were probably, I've seen and listened to people that not necessarily like, would bug in, mm-hmm. in a way that we think that they would have, but they just like shut themselves off from everybody.
Yeah.
So it was just like, not from the lockdown. They were just like, we're not communicating. We're not going to church. We're not going to like get around people. Like
it's all done.
They lost their minds. It was crazy.
Yeah. I really hope there was a baby that was born in a bunker somewhere that really knows nothing of our modern world post COVID, you know, in 30 years they can emerge from that bunker and they can lead us all to salvation in some way, shape or form. I don't know. I actually really liked Blast from the Past. Have you ever seen it?
Yep. It's been a long time.
Oh, so good. Alicia Silverstone.
That's right.
She back was in the day.
She was the girl in there. Huh?
And, Brendan Fraser, obviously, you know,
Yeah, that was a good one.
So good.
It's been a long time since I've seen that one.
Great movie.
Blast from the Past. Cool stuff down in there.
Oh, yeah. The best bunker. Yeah, one of the best bunkers ever in a movie, man. So good. This one came from Real Dunn, or Ariel Dunn. How would you say that? Ariel Dunn? Ryle Dunn?
Ryle Dunn.
Ryle Dunn.
Ryle Dunn.
Ryle Dunn. Good job. Ryle Dunn.
I'm Real Dunn.
Have you two seen each other naked? So, the questions. Sometimes.
I like that you put it in here, but I'm also like, what? I'm hoping maybe it was like a woman.
A woman.
It's a little less weird.
Yeah, still probably. Weird. Still weird.
But if it's like a guy, it's like, hey, you guys seen each other naked?
You guys seen each other's wiener? Huh? Have you?
you ain't good prepper group if you hadn't seen each other naked.
You gotta know each other real good.
That's real done.
That's real done.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have not.
No. Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know if I've seen like any of my good friends naked.
I remember like the Bear River, speaking of that.
Yeah.
We like wanted to cross it, but we had like our school clothes and we're like, we'll just do it naked. But I remember like strategically getting in. Like, he's not going to see my ding dong.
No.
No way.
It's not. Yeah. No.
I'm not that comfortable. I had friends that were they didn't care at all.
Oh, yeah. I did too. Yeah,
like, we went boating and like, wakeboarding and like sucked his pants off. We even had like girls from our school with us, and he's like, "I know." It's like, dude, like, no. Come on, man.
I know some people just don't care, but no, we have not
cared.
Haven't been in that situation. I don't know what situation that would be. But we haven't. No.
Yeah, I don't. No, it's not gonna happen.
No, no.
Weird.
No.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Even if I slept in the nude and my house caught on fire,
yeah,
he ain't gonna see it. He's out there with a bucket of water throwing
just
it on my
flashlight
house.
Flashlight in my eyes so I can't.
Ow! Don't look.
I'm going to keep this on you until I find some clothes.
Till I get in my grass. Okay.
I'm in. You're going to look
now.
You
can open up and save my house.
You can find me.
Save my house.
Hold on. I almost got this lawnmower cover on me.
Yeah.
Jeremy RC 1121.
Maybe he makes RC cola.
I bet he does. Oh, man. I was thinking an RC car.
RC car, too, yeah.
Love RC cars.
Yeah.
If you could take a tour of one secret or mysterious place, where would it be? Area 51, Skinwalker Ranch, Plum Island, somewhere else?
Yeah, for me, and maybe it's not super mysterious, but I've
kind
just
of is though.
It kind of is. I really want to check out like those insane government bunkers, like Cheyenne Mountain,
yeah,
or Mount Weather.
I just would love to see how they have it all set up in there and just see what it feels like.
I want to live in one so bad.
It'd be awesome.
Like 2 weeks in the bunker or something. Just to.
I know. I've looked. They used to have tours of Cheyenne. Yeah. Now they don't.
They don't.
Stupid.
Hate COVID.
That's stupid.
Probably COVID or maybe George Bush made it.
Can I get in the mountain, please?
I just want to go inside and say hello. Okay?
Is there a subway in there?
Open a door.
Because isn't there a subway in the Cheyenne
Mountain
complex?
On a door.
Maybe we need to apply for Subway and see if we can get transferred to the Cheyenne Mountain Complex. That's
our
good
goal.
After that first
start
weeks.
Making some sandwiches, do
look,
it the
this
best
isn't
we can.
For me.
Yeah,
I just wanted to
just needed to
check
this
it
place
out. All that work
ain't making your subs no more.
yeah, I think Area 51 would be cool. Yeah. I'd like to see some of the secret stuff there,
but it might just be super disappointing.
It probably is.
Like, there's just
it's just covered in sand,
just
and
warehouses,
dust. They just don't do anything.
Yeah,
there. Yeah,
you know, just
like
nothing.
What you see.
Yeah.
Get out.
Go make your sandwiches.
And they flash in the eyes like the men in black.
Yeah. Wonder if they've got Subway at Area
51.
Wake
up naked in your bed.
Again. Okay. Wonder if Area 51 has a Subway.
They should.
We just got to get in touch with Subway. Maybe Subway could be a sponsor.
Yeah.
We could find some way to just get into these places that Subway is.
Yeah.
You know. Maybe they got one in the White House.
They probably do.
Under the Capitol building.
All those places. Yeah.
And Mount Weather. Cheyenne Mountain.
There's at least
51.
Two per town.
Roswell.
So,
oh my, there's
for
at
sure.
least. Yeah.
And they don't ever, they're not consistent.
No.
Like one doesn't put any meat on it. And the other one puts too much meat and the bread's stale.
There's no bread at the other one. Yeah, I saw this meme the other day and it actually made me laugh. It was
like this is the same franchise?
How did Subway convince us all that eating an entire loaf of bread was healthy at lunch? Because really, when you get a foot long, it's like
that's
an entire loaf of bread.
That's
you know?
Awesome. That's a great post.
Yeah, I'm like, it's so true.
Yeah.
Like they convinced us that this was healthy.
Yeah. I got vegetables on there, like meat, like low carb,
an
it's
entire
a whole loaf of bread.
Wonder Bread loaf that you're eating that thing on.
Yeah. Full on enriched flour.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. It is. It's true.
Uh-huh. Advocate for Bag of Hippie.
Oh.
Bagger Hippie.
Bagger Hippie.
Can you print a downloadable PDF file for Johnson Rod Conversation?
I think you meant
I didn't notice it either. I think you meant conversion. Went to a parts store for a
had to talk about Johnson Rods.
Yeah. You having a hard time bringing this up to your loved ones?
You don't know how to communicate Johnson Rods? We got this.
We got a downloadable PDF file for you to download. Figure it out. He said he went to a parts store for a 1 1/4 inch Johnson Rod. The man behind the counter said he needed 1 3/8 Johnson Rod. Now he's stuck with a large Johnson Rod than what he needs. They survived.
They're going to push that large Johnson rod on you.
That's the problem, is they're always trying to upsell you to that big one. You
don't let them push the large Johnson rod on you.
Larger isn't better.
No.
Believe me, I got a lot of experience here.
Yeah.
It's just bigger is not better.
Right.
Yeah.
But honestly, if you have to refer to any reference sheet for a Johnson rod, take a look at your life.
Yeah.
You probably aren't.
You probably can't drive a stick.
You failed at some point. You
probably can't drive a stick shift either. Yeah.
Is this the Johnson rod?
This Johnson rod's really sticky. Well,
it's got five settings.
I don't know why I said sticky. Yeah, I don't know.
Retract the boot.
Yeah.
Pull down.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Got a clean under there.
This one this one comes from Giles Hipkins.
Giles Hipkins.
Has this mad world.
You gotta read it in his
voice. I can't do it very good. All continuous reading. I can't read for one and then do it in a voice.
All right.
It's tough.
All right.
Has this mad world. Nosedives into a spiral of increasing chaos. I find myself preparing for more than I'm used to. But the more I prepare, the less I feel prepared. Have you gentlemen experienced the same? And what ways can you combat this? Keep up the good work, Cameron and Kobe.
Giles Hipkins.
Got a problem with my preparing. I get stressed out there. Well, you got something to do.
How am I going to feed the penguins?
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
What?
Help.
The weather always Help sucks me. Out here.
Yeah, it really can be a little weird that way. My biggest thing is just sticking to your plan. Like, don't get crazy when there's a solar eclipse coming. Don't go buy a friggin' tank because you think Jesus is gonna come from the clouds and you gotta kill all Satan's demons with your tank. Okay, I don't know. Just don't do that. Just continue to do your thing as you normally do. Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm feeling less prepared, what I like to do is go and organize and update my kits and my gear because I'm like, oh, I got stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, kind of go through your stuff. It's a good time to go through it anyways, but then you're reminded of all the good things that you have in your prepper
what you've
stockpile.
Done.
Yeah.
No, pretty much the same. I like the thing is we talk about how prepping kind of lowers our anxiety.
Yes.
But there are times, there's still things that I see. I'm like, am I really prepared for this?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a good time to like use that kind of anxiety and be like, let me just go through my plans. Mm-hmm. Let me go through my gear. Let me see that everything's kind of set and ready to go.
Yep.
But don't get caught up in it.
Don't
too
do
bad.
It.
Like news will scare you half to death.
They will.
And there ain't anything
every
good
time,
from it.
Dude.
What's really scary is cybercrime.
Oh.
It's happening. It's happening today and every day. But you can protect yourself. The way that you can do that is to get Surfshark. It's your own private network. It's a virtual private network that can protect you and all your devices from online threats. The nice thing about it is one subscription will cover all your devices that go online. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're basically going gray man online. You're shielding your information from websites and other online services that you don't want to see who you are and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes privacy, right?
I do.
The other thing is, I think it's really useful, especially if you travel often, if you're going and getting on public Wi-Fi in a bunch of different locations, McDonald's, airport, things like that. You don't want your information out there or your device kind of exposed. So get Surfshark. It'll protect you, again, you and all of your devices. The other thing that's kind of nice is I use it to stream soccer games that are going on, soccer football games that are over in the UK.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So go to surfshark.deals/casualpreppers. You get 83% off 24 months and you get an additional 3 months. 27
Beautiful.
Months, less than $60. You can't beat it.
You can't.
And if you want to know, if you don't even know what a virtual private network is and you want to play around with it, guess what? Fully refundable after 30 days.
That's beautiful.
You ain't going to beat that.
You will not beat it.
Yeah.
Get some Surfshark. This one came from Josh Setzer. Okay, SHTF has happened. Name your favorite barbecue sauce that you would travel across the country on a quest to find.
Okay. I'm going to disappoint a lot of people right here.
Oh, my gosh.
I do not like barbecue
sauce. I like ketchup.
I don't eat ketchup very much.
You don't eat ketchup.
I just don't. I don't know what it is. I think it's been overdone in my childhood.
Oh, really?
My mom's like,
on
everything, manwich and all that. I just kind of like
man-witch.
Lost. I lost my desire to eat barbecue sauce.
So you like don't like barbecue?
So if we do like barbecue burgers or something, they're like, you want barbecue sauce on it? Like people will just barbecue the burgers in it,
mm-hmm.
in the sauce. I don't like it, man.
Well, what if you have like...
It's too sweet.
Like a brisket or stuff
like
that.
I don't say I won't eat it.
Okay.
I just don't prefer it.
But
I'd like just straight up meat.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Raw.
Interesting. Right from the cow.
Yeah, just cut it off. Cut a little piece off. Let the cow live.
Mm-hmm.
But like no, I don't have a favorite one because I don't.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Lately,
there's a lot of good ones.
There is,
but
yeah.
I just don't really have a choice.
I've really liked lately, this one, it's a cheap one too, and it's the Kinder's Hot Honey. Oh my gosh, I love that. It's a little spicy, a little sweet, obviously, but it's so good. So, so good. And if I'm feeling spicy, I like the Famous Dave's Devil's Spit.
Devil's Spit, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds
super spicy.
I'd probably go with more of a spicy one if
would
I
you?
Were to go with
yeah.
one.
That one's super spicy, not very sweet at
can
all.
Can you get it at Walmart?
You can.
Oh, I'll get
actually.
It. I'll try it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I love it like with a brisket or, you know, some pulled pork or whatever it is. I got to have something with that stuff. So that's what I would do.
Maybe that's what turned me off is pulled pork.
Oh,
everybody's
my
just
gosh,
like cakes it.
All the time. Pulled
full
pork.
Of, like barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So I didn't give you any idea there.
That's all right.
Probably the cheap... great value barbecue sauce.
I hate cheap bar, like the really, really
it's
cheap
like
stuff.
Ketchup. It's just like
I
sugar.
Don't like it.
Sugar.
I don't like it.
Morgan Mears. Is it my turn?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Morgan Mears. If the purge-like situation was going to happen, for 24 hours there were no laws, would you be bugging in or bugging out? Additionally, what bug-out vehicle would you prefer? Didn't see that. Oh, no, I did. The Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters or Kit from Knight Rider, and why?
I mean, I guess Kit would be the right answer.
Yeah.
But, like, in my heart, I want Ecto-1.
It's cool. It's cooler.
So cool. I'm a huge Ghostbusters fan, so.
Yeah. It's hard to like.
Yeah.
Pass
I'm really not a Knight Rider fan, so.
I'm not either, but.
But Kit.
I wrote down some of the things that Kit can do. Did you know this?
No.
I didn't know it did all this.
Okay.
It's a high-tech, artificially intelligent car that can drive itself, talk, and has many features. Mm-hmm. Top speed, 300 mile power.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Give or take.
Be a NASCAR.
Medical scanner. Includes an EKG to monitor vital signs and detect injuries, poisoning, stress, and other emotional states.
Wow.
She's ovulating in your passenger seat.
She's menstruating. Thanks, she's menstruating, by the way. Be very careful about what you
tread
say.
Tread lightly.
You tell me what to say. You tell me what to say, and I'll tell her.
Yeah, exactly. Give it to me, and I will tell her.
Yes.
Turbojet engine.
Oh, yeah.
Alpha circuit, basically, so the car can drive it on its own and has auto collision avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically a Tesla. Molecular bonded shell.
Oh, yeah.
Tough armor, protects you from explosive device firearms. Pyroclastic lamination.
Oh, yeah.
Withstand high temps of 800 degree Fahrenheit.
That's good.
Turbo boost, silent mode. Silent mode.
Of course.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Put it on top.
Saddle mode.
But yeah, it's electrical signal jamming, lie detector,
wow.
Laser cannon, laser printer.
Laser printer. Did you add that one in there? Or is that real?
It was on there. I left it though. I was laser like, printer. Who doesn't want a laser printer? 300 pages, you know,
laser
300 pages a minute.
Laser printers
amazing.
Never work, man. No printers ever work.
No.
That's like, we've never perfected the printer.
We gave up on, like, once we got them printing, we're
97, we're like, that's it.
Yeah.
We're not doing any more.
The dot printers were probably the most reliable.
They were better, right? So now it's like,
it
you can't connect
plug in. It was like this big with 7,000 pins. Like,
you had to have two people to hold it up to plug it into that thing.
You did, and then you're like twisting those things for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Air tools.
Don't want that. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, none of them work ever. Like, I hate printers.
They do. They suck. There's no use in buying ink. You just throw it away and get a new printer.
It's all you can't do anything
cheaper
else.
Cheaper that way, too.
It really is, man. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're talking about
Kit. That was pretty impressive. I didn't know it could do all that.
You gotta
so
go
obviously,
with
Kit. You got to go with Kit.
Again, in my heart, I want to pick the Ecto-1.
Yeah. And you but still can. One.
And I'm super excited to go see Ghostbusters on Friday, by the way.
Holy crap, is that this week?
It's Friday.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Gonna go. Gonna see it. Go busting some ghosts. I suppose, you know, if we talk about the purge situation, if it's only 24 hours and I had lead up time.
Oh, yes. I guess I skipped over that
part. I would bug out.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you had time. Yeah.
You
makes sense. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Even so, if it happened in a town like this, I would bug in.
Would you?
In our own town? I don't think there'd be.
Oh, there's going to be plenty.
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty. I mean, even in that, there's going to be plenty. There's no rules.
It's true.
Dude, people are
side by side and cross your yard.
I know. Like, it's going to be madhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I feel like maybe you could bug in here. But if I was in any bigger area, I'd get out.
No rules.
I feel like around here, like getting further from town is probably more dangerous.
I don't know, man. No rules, probably.
There he is.
People be like trying to build a shop in your backyard because there are no rules. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't have no zoning laws, permits.
That's true.
Someone's gonna,
you can dig here if you want.
Just dig.
Blue stake, screw them.
Yeah. Like that would be the rule that people would be breaking here.
That's true.
You know?
They would.
Yeah.
Now time I can build my own shed. I don't need a building
permit. Ain't no permit. But yeah, if I had 24 hours, I'm going to bug out. I'm going to find the most remote spot to camp ever. Keep quiet, no fires, no lights. So you do run the risk of being out there alone if somebody gets out there, but I think it's better than all of the people that are here.
Yeah.
That might, you know, maybe they think you're
it's true. You got that. Like, I can't tell you how many people want to just shoot in their backyard.
Oh my gosh, constantly. But there are no rules. Like you
just arrows sticking in the side of your house. You're like, I probably should get out of here.
I probably shouldn't leave. But like rape is okay. People think your That's wife's true. Cute. They're going to be coming after.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the whole town coming after for my wife.
I'm coming after.
I know. That's why I was going to convince you to come with me
rules.
To bug out. But you're going to try and see him a ding dong. I'm finally going to see him naked. You know?
Yeah.
It's time. It's time it happened.
Yeah. Hopefully you do get enough time, right?
Yeah. That's
it's not
the whole
just
thing.
Like.
Yeah.
The news at 9. Guess what? Tomorrow, purge.
I know. But if you, like, because in the purge, didn't they know it was one day a year and they knew what day
yeah,
it was?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So, like, you could be gone a week beforehand.
For sure.
Out in the middle of the ocean or something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
My turn, your turn.
I don't know.
I'll read it. J.D. Dryden.
Best deodorant this side of town.
The SHTF antiperspirant that only the casual preppers will use.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you had to pick one podcast to listen to besides your own, what would it be?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I don't listen much to podcasts. Do you? Do you listen a lot?
Quite a here bit. And there? Every day, pretty much on my truck.
The Art of Man, because I'm usually listening to a book. That's why.
Well, you're smarter than I am,
well,
I guess.
You read them, I listen and get 2% of them.
Okay.
Just but like the milk. Art of Manliness is probably the one I listen to the most. Mm. If I listen to one,
that's why you're so
kind of
nice.
It, yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. But it's nice, kind of a summary of, you know, he talks to the author and mm-hmm. kind of get a book summary. Pretty nice.
Sure.
It's like the only thing I did in school when I had to do a book report, read the summary.
Read the summary.
The other, I'll occasionally listen to Nate Land podcast.
Bergazzi.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah.
Bergazzi. It's pretty much rambling, same thing we do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have several comedians on there. Pretty funny.
Nice.
But those are probably the only two that I mainly listen to.
Okay. I will listen to Stuff They Don't Want You to Know because those guys are awesome. Love those dudes. I'll listen to some Rogan and to Smartless here and there, depending on the guest. Lately, I've really been liking the Confused Breakfast podcast.
What's that one?
They talk about like movies from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, really?
Break them down and yeah, tons of great
That's
stuff.
Cool. I didn't know about that one. That, you probably like, told me about it.
Now. Yeah, I did. Yeah. But if I was ever going to do like another podcast,
I'll be honest.
I've told
you.
You
told
about
me
this.
And I just dropped it.
I just dropped it. But like if I was ever going to do like another podcast, that type, I would just love to do.
The
I know
movie
it's,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's easy. Like, more natural feeling, right?
Yeah, like I would love to do a podcast like that. The Confused Breakfast, though, if you love 80s and 90s.
Because you can kind of say what you want about the movie. You don't have to be like...
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. You see it a different way.
They've blown up, man. They're huge now. They've
That's
gotten
cool.
big, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have 6 million listeners?
Probably more than that. It's probably per episode.
We don't
episode
have that either.
Yeah, no. We have 6 listeners a million times.
Jared Chip.
2 P's, 2 R's.
Love chips. You only get one kind of knife for all EDC or SHTF scenario needs. A fixed blade, pocket folder, or multi-tool. Multi-tool, man.
If I can only get one, yeah, I think I got
to
pick a
you
multi-tool.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
Not the greatest knife.
No.
But you got all that other stuff.
You
got cork, screw, or a cork.
Yeah. For that bottle
puller,
wine.
Or opener, toucher. The cork toucher.
Cork toucher. I got a cork toucher.
Look at that.
Look at yeah.
Twist it in your cork.
Yeah. I want to touch your cork.
You sleep naked?
Let me see your cork.
Did you two see each other naked?
Have you seen his cork?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
It's not the, like the... Leatherman or Gerber multi-tool, it's not like your first pick, but it's the best pick.
Yeah.
It's a smarter thing, right?
It has the most uses. Yeah. It will be the most useful. You got to go for it.
You remember the Swiss Army knives that have like tweezers mm-hmm. and a toothpick?
And a toothpick, yeah, for sure.
Great idea.
Yeah. Got to have that toothpick, man.
Ribs.
Ribs.
I had ribs.
Yeah. Ellen Mauro.
Mauro.
I have prepping burnout. Every day there is something new to worry about as the world goes bonkers. How do you get out of your prepping funk? Hashtag anxious all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, Ellen, first thing, limit your news intake. Like, this is where a lot of people's anxiety is coming from. See, Cam didn't even watch the news. He didn't know Jesus was coming back.
I didn't.
with the solar or with the eclipse. He didn't know. And he was fine, right?
I'm doing okay.
He's doing fine. You don't need to be consuming that info daily. You know, keep an eye out for something that might matter. But that mainstream cable news, prepper porn on YouTube.
Is there really more going on than there was 15 to 20 years ago? At maybe at any given moment, but it's not.
There's more people.
Like, think of the things that were happening in the you know, 60s and 70s. Like,
bad stuff.
Some bad stuff.
It's like, I was having a conversation with my wife's family the other day, and, like, you know, her old, like, her mom and her grandparents are like, this is now is like, it's the most evil, scary time there's ever been. And I'm like,
my mom's totally.
And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather live now than in the 40s.
Me too.
World War II was horrible.
You're like,
they were just like massacring people.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
It's become more civil. Like, it's crazy. Like, we look at like the nightmares of what's going on now and all the risks and all the threats.
There's bad stuff for sure.
Wars and stuff. Yeah. But I'm like, we live in the best time.
Yeah, we do. Say what you want.
Yeah. So take it easy.
Take it easy. Okay.
And just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, listen to us, maybe learn some things.
Have a plan.
Yeah.
Like, I think those plans really help me, you know, that prepper risk assessment, the emergency plan.
That is way ahead of most.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. All you have to do is make a plan.
Also, have hobbies. Enjoy your friends and your family.
Yeah.
It's all going to be good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's okay.
We all die.
Everyone. We'll all die. We will all die.
So
it's okay, Ellen.
Whether it be by a nuclear bomb or tripping downstairs.
Or that mole that's going nasty on your chest.
Why'd you bring that up?
I had to remind you about it. That's funny.
that mole that's gone sour.
What was that? That's a new girl. Remember when he's talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I know how I'm going to die. It's going to be this guy right here. He talks about his mole. That's funny.
You know how,
yeah.
Funny.
Yep.
Stephen Cleveland.
Dude, Junior, he sounds like a used car salesman. Come down and see Stephen Cleveland Jr.
It's a perfect
I'll
name.
I'll get you a brand new Honda Pilot.
He sounds like a perfect salesman.
Stephen Cleveland
Jr. Hi, Stephen Cleveland. Selling microwaves. Selling microwaves and...
Yeah. I got a 1989 Chrysler LeBaron with your name on it. Yeah. Stephen Cleveland Jr. gets you the deal of a lifetime.
Yeah. That is a great name.
Yeah, man.
Stephen Cleveland.
Yeah.
Salt is life. Salt is something you need to live. My question is, should you stock up on salt or is there a better substitute for it if you don't live near a salt mine or ocean?
I'm still just jealous of his name.
Stephen Cleveland.
Stephen Cleveland Jr.
Yeah.
Stephen Cleveland.
Salt substitute.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Salt, dude.
Dude, salt's very available nowadays.
Salt. You can get it anywhere.
You can buy a whole bunch of it.
You can get free packs of Wendy's of it.
Exactly.
You know.
But I remember we had like a question. It's like, what would you go back for? And because I poorly prepared for it.
Sure.
I was like, I'll go back and get some salt.
Yeah.
Because I have thought about like, nothing is worse than just bland, saltless food. I've done it camping a few times because I'm like, crap, I don't have any salt. And I just like, might as well just eat a piece of tree bark.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any flavor. So.
And you don't do the barbecue sauce.
I don't do
so
barbecue.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't have
any.
You got
to salt it.
You got to salt it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's like, if you properly salt like any type of meat, like it's good, man. Yeah. You don't have to put anything on it.
Salt's all you need.
So.
Yeah, just like love.
It's very
love is all you need. Salt is all you need.
And I grew up with salt lick when my dad would go to the feed store.
Yeah,
and get some of those rabbit salts.
Yeah,
so I'm addicted to it.
I've been me too.
Dependent on it forever.
You kind of feel jealous of the horses and the cows when they're licking their salt licks. Like, oh man,
I'm to get down there.
I need to get in there.
See the big old groove in it that the cows have been
that
licking.
Big old
you're like,
groove.
Man, lucky sucker.
He's got so much salt.
It just reminds me of those smarty suckers. I bet you their tongue's so raw.
God, those smarty suckers were bad. They'd
tear you up.
Yeah, they would tear you up. Gosh, they would tear you up.
Man, yeah, salt's important. It's got to be a big part of your food supply.
Yep. Nathan R. Daters.
Daters. Oh, pretty good one, too.
If a nation or planet-wide SHTF scenario occurs, would it really matter if you had a ham radio license or not? Do you think the government would waste time trying to track down unlicensed users when society is collapsing all around?
Look, I'm not the ham radio police.
No.
So I don't know. No. But I thought about this too. I'm like, they probably aren't going to care. But have you ever tried to use a ham radio without any skill or any knowledge? It's, man, I'm just like twisting knobs and pushing buttons.
I feel like it's that game, the Bop It game. Bop it. Squeeze it. Squirt
Shake
it.
Shake it.
Smash it. Yell it. I don't know. It's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, you know?
And it's, I do think it's going to be used. I mean, I think it's going to be an essential communication device. You need to know how to use it.
Yeah.
But you're like, probably not going to, they're not going to be strict as much, but could you imagine trying to communicate and somebody's like, man, cover that, let's subscribe.
And you don't even know how
somebody
to talk back.
Somebody shouldn't be in there. You're like, you son of a.
You idiots. But yeah, no, it's not going to matter. I wouldn't worry about it. But the thing is, you've got to understand how to use it now to have it be much useful in that situation. So you've got to kind of get your license. Because they'll come at you now, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, I'm sure it's not like tax evasion or something. Yeah. But once in a while, I'm sure they're going to come at you, you know.
Just a knock on your door. I know you have a ham radio down there.
You've been broadcasting.
Come on, knock on. That's
exactly what I heard. Yeah, too. Yeah.
But yeah, they're confusing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you're probably not going to get hunted and tracked for using one, but you probably won't know how to use it very well.
And that's why, because you won't be able to get out. Anyways.
Yes, sir.
Your turn, my turn. Your turn.
Oh, yeah. Brad, I hate this thing popping up. Okay. Ain't this thing bubbled up? Brad Lepre?
Leper. Leper. My skin's falling off.
My family's wiped out, and now we took the name Leper.
They all died.
Lepre. We changed it a little bit.
I just put a re at the end. It's all good.
Lepre?
I don't know why he's got the Spanish accent.
It's European leper.
It's European.
I guess Spain, because I don't know who else.
It has to be Spain.
For those of us... for those of us that live in major metropolitan areas such as NYC, what would you advise for when SHTF?
I advise getting out of there, buddy.
Yeah. There's no, there, I can't think of anything more important than to just get away from that type of area.
Yeah, like obviously not, you're not going to have to get out of there for every scenario, but you have to have a bug out plan that is solid, my friend. You know? Grab your
start making a tunnel right now.
Grab your leprosy pills and get out. Okay? You got to get going right now.
Yeah.
Lepre.
Lepre?
Yeah. Lepre.
Lepre. Bra lepre.
Sometimes you're the predator. Sometimes you're lepre. Right?
That's exactly right.
That's a family motto.
Good job.
Today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Use code CASUALPREPPERS and get a free $70 machine made part from Next Level Armament. Get it done, man.
Easy enough.
It's so easy.
It's free.
Takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Get out there and do it. What are you guys waiting for? My gosh. Get off your butts and get your TacPack.
Seriously. We've been talking about it from the beginning of time.
2016. I think we've been talking about it for 8 years.
It's crazy.
How long is that? 8 years.
Thank you, TacPack, for being the original.
They're the original sponsor. Still hanging on by a thread.
Yep.
After 6 million downloads.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Boys and girls. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Always love these mindless banter episodes,
don't we,
Cam?
They are a delight.
They are a delight. We love them. Like you.
It's good to know people are paying attention to us.
Yeah, it is.
Because sometimes I wonder.
I wonder too. All right, guys. Thanks. Stay survived.